This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Neuropathy. If you know what that word means, you're probably suffering from our topic today, or know someone who is. Neuropathy is a very special kind of pain that can rob us of the quality of life and, in some cases, life itself. What can we do against this internal enemy? Let's put that question to Dr. James Markham of HeartWise Ministries. Dr. Markham, what exactly is neuropathy and can it be helped?
We've been talking about pain, and I guess you could consider all pain a neuropathy because, the nerves signal that we're having pain.
Yes.
Well, specifically today, what we're going to talk about is not so much pain itself, but sometimes nerves themselves can cause pain separate from the organ that they're monitoring. Does that make sense so far?
It does.
Let's say you have a muscle pain and I slug you in the chest and it makes it worse. Well, the nerve says it's worse. The nerve is signaling the organ that it's monitoring and dealing with. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes it can be vice versa. It's not the organ system that's malfunctioning. It's the nerve that's malfunctioning.
My.
And for a physician and for patients, this is very hard pain because all of a sudden something for no reason starts to hurt. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example of that. I had a patient that came in the other day, and I'm hoping that maybe you can figure out the diagnosis because we've talked a lot through the years, Charles.
Yes.
The patient came in and having from nowhere the worst pain ever. Okay, worst pain ever. And it followed a certain pattern on the back, just within a small area of the back. It had the pain. It sort of migrated around to the front and it was debilitating pain. How could I tell it was so debilitating? The heart rate went up. The blood pressure went up. The patient thought that it was sort of in the chest wall. They thought they were having a heart attack.
Sure.
I said, well, this pain's been going on for a day. Your EKG is normal. Your blood work's normal. The x-ray's normal. Everything is fine here. This is not coming from an organ. This is coming from a nerve itself. This is a neuropathic pain. Well, guess what the diagnosis was? A couple days later, a rash came up along a specific area of the body, and they were given the diagnosis of shingles.
Ah.
Shingles lives along a nerve, and when it gets activated, guess what? The nerve turns on. The organ that the nerve's supplying, the muscle, is doing fine.
Yes.
But it still acts as if that muscle has been hurt because the nerve is the one that's malfunctioning. So that sort of gives you an example of what a neuropathy is. And a nerve can malfunction anywhere along its length. And we have different types of nerves in the body. If a sensory nerve that measures heat and pain malfunctions in a neuropathy, guess what happens? There's pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the other types of nerve malfunctions, it's not really called a neuropathy, but we might not have pain when that nerve malfunctions. So we think about neuropathies. The big nerve in the body, of course, is the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the brain has about 100 billion neurons in there with a quadrillion neuroconnections. And any of those could malfunction at any time. And it could start with the brain itself, which is called a central nervous system disorder, all the way to the toes, which we call the peripheral. Brain central, all the way to the bottom is peripheral. In fact, most neuropathies can happen from the nerves the farthest away from the control center.
Hmm.
We call that peripheral neuropathy.
Right.
We frequently see nerves malfunction the farthest away in the feet. And when the nerves malfunction in the feet, of course, the feet start to hurt. But is feet the problem? No, the nerve that's supplying the feet. We call that a peripheral neuropathy. Different things can cause the nerves not to work well. One of the most common is the metabolic changes from diabetes. There are also many other metabolic things in the body that's going on that affect the nerves. Remember, nerves need a blood supply.
Mm-hmm.
They need oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
They need room so they're not pressed on. Press on a nerve long enough, it's going to hurt in and of itself.
Right.
Of course, we hear about the diabetic neuropathies. We're going to talk about different specific things we need to look on nerves.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, A nerve starts in the brain, comes out different parts of the body. Of course, the further downstream it is, the more those nerves tend to be wear out.
Right.
So that's why we call that a peripheral neuropathy.
Are those nerves getting smaller down there or weaker as you get away from the brain?
They're getting smaller. Oh, the signals might not be getting there as well.
Right.
So there might be some crosstalk that happens down there.
Yeah.
The metabolic changes happens in the smaller nerves. But nerves along the entire pathway can be damaged. And a lot of it happens in the spinal cord. The brain is sort of the big neurocommunicator, but as the nerves come out, it goes down the spinal cord. The spinal cord is what protects our nerves, but these nerves go out to different parts of the body to sense it, to sort of regulate it, all parts of the body. But in the spine, we can have lots of problems too. And when a spine problem happens, if it happens in the spine, it usually goes out a nerve root that it bothers, and it can press on a nerve, and you could have pain in your fingertips.
Right.
You could have pain in your legs if it's the lower part of your spine. And usually it happens because a nerve is compressed or hurt. Those are neuropathies. But we call those a special name. We call those radiculopathies because it goes along a pattern. So for instance, if it's a funny sensation in your neck when it moves, well, that could be because of a C6, C7 root compression. And that can happen because of a spur or disc, or you could have a herniation. And we diagnose that with an MRI scan or CT. If it's down a little bit lower in cervical 5, you could might have a weak biceps or the lateral arm. So the problem isn't really in the lateral arm. The problem is in the nerve that supplies it. If your triceps is getting weak, it could be because of compression up at C7. And of course, the lower part of the spine, we call that the lumbar spine. And usually that's a pain going to the lower extremity.
In other words, all of these nerves, they're like an organ in and of themselves. I mean, they are a functioning, breathing, like a stomach or a liver. Then you have the nervous system.
All yes. Right. Okay. And not only do they have their job to do, but when they're not doing their job, you can misinterpret what the real problem is. And nerve pains are probably the hardest ones because, your muscles hurt. Well, it's not really the muscle. It's a nerve.
Yeah.
Let's back up to the nerve and see what's going on. So there's nerves. It goes down the spinal. Then we get the peripheral nerves.
Right.
For instance, people that are on computers, they have so much trauma to their ulnar and radial area that they can get carpal tunnel syndrome, that where the nerves are compressed with that. And we can do nerve compression studies. We can do many different studies to see what kind of nerve is involved. But nerve pain is very hard to treat, these neuropathies. Mm-hmm. Of course, we try to take the pressure off the nerve. If we have a herniated disc, sometimes we can surgically help with that. Rest is very important if it's due to trauma. But after the break, I want to get involved and, what causes these nerves to malfunction, and what can we do to help our nerves do better long term? And what do we do if we have a nerve pain, a peripheral neuropathy that's not getting better?
Okay.
Do we have to live with that, or what can we do? And is there a danger of having a nerve that's malfunctioning? And we're going to find out the answer to that is yes. If you have nerves that are malfunctioning, guess what? They cannot adequately sense the body to tell you if you're having a problem.
Mm-hmm,
so that's why we see people with peripheral neuropathies in the feet frequently get infections.
Right.
They can cut their foot wide open and not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that have neuropathies in the fingers, they can't have the feeling of touch, so they don't know if they're hurting themselves. Some people that have damage in nerves to their heart or other blood vessels can't even know when they're having a heart attack.
In other words, neuropathy can either hurt or be the absence of hurt.
That's right.
Okay.
That's a good point, Charles. For instance, in older people, sometimes they don't have chest pains, especially diabetes.
Right.
Sometimes the nerves have been compromised, so they don't feel pain like a normal person would.
Okay.
So when those nerves are compromised, it's much harder to make a diagnosis. So these nerves, this peripheral neuropathy is very important. I wanted to talk to you today about it because it's a very common cause of pain, especially when it gets to the pains in the back, that's squishing the nerves, and the nerves are supplying parts of the body. So the pain itself is not the body malfunctioning. It's not the organ. It's the sensory organ that's supposed to be keeping track of that organ. And I think that's a very important concept for our viewers to take away in part one of our talk today.
Well, I can see why you as a medical professional and all those who care for people would have a real challenge knowing what is this pain because of the underlying organ, or is it because of the nerves on it, or is there a pain in an underlying organ that the nerve is not transmitting because it doesn't feel the pain.
Mm-hmm.
You have your work cut out for you, don't you?
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more with Dr. James Markham, founder and director of Heartwise Ministries, on neuropathy, better known as nerve pain. So stay right where you are.
It's time for our meeting to begin. Welcome to the Kids Bible Club.
Hey, Pastor Perez, can I ask you a question?
Sure, Hannah. What's on your mind?
Boys.
Ooh.
Oh, stop it. I don't mean like that. Does the Bible say anything about why boys are so silly, loud, and mean?
Hey, I'm not mean.
What makes you think I'm talking about you, Sam?
Oh, well, I thought you were going to say something about what happened today at school when someone put a rubber snake in your notebook.
How'd you know about that?
People talk.
You see, Pastor Perez, boys are always doing dumb things that make me mad. I opened my notebook and that snake scared me half to death. Does the Bible say anything about that?
There is a text in Luke chapter 6 that says we should love our enemies.
Hey, I'm no enemy.
And there's one in 2 Corinthians where God says, if you forgive anyone, I also forgive him.
It was just a little rubber snake.
So I'm supposed to forgive and love silly boys who put snakes in my notebook?
As Christ forgives and loves us, yes.
You're not going to hug me, are you?
No, Sam. I'm going to love you, even though you're totally insane. And I'm going to forgive you so that Jesus can forgive you too. But if you ever put another rubber snake in my notebook, I am going to
what?
Hug you!
Alrighty then, I think we can move on with our meeting.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Dr. James Markham, founder and director of Heartwise Ministries, is here with us today. And we've been doing a series on pain. We've covered most of the areas of the body. Now we're talking about neuropathy or nerve pain, which covers the entire body, from the head to the toe to the fingertips. There's something there that can hurt or, more scary, not hurt because of problems with neuropathy. Dr. Markham, guide us a little bit further along this path here. What do we need to know about neuropathy that can help us keep away a lot of pain from our lives?
Well, I'm hoping after the first section, everyone's realizing that the pain can be from the organ.
Yes.
Or it can be from the nerve that supplies the organ.
Right.
And of course, neuropathies are a little bit more rare, but they still exist. And one of the ways that people can understand this, I think, very well is think about anesthesia.
Mm.
Have you ever been put to sleep?
Mm.
Well, when you put to sleep, guess what? They cut on you and it doesn't hurt, you know, because the nerves effectively by the anesthetic agent have been turned off. Well, when they do local anesthetic, if you have a cut on you, you know, they inject a medicine, lidocaine or something like that, that effectively turns the ability of the nerve to work right. And we want that to happen.
Right.
We want to do that under a controlled situation.
Right.
But what happens when the controls don't work? The hardest neuropathies to treat are the ones that come from the brain itself. The brain actually can trick people into thinking they have pain. Some people that have chronic stress, that have chronic worries, chronic anxiety, chronic inflammation can actually cause pain in different parts of the body. And it's not because the organ's malfunctioning. It's because the brain is malfunctioning. Those are the hardest ones to treat because there's just no magic test to show whether the brain is causing it or something downstream. The spine, we usually can evaluate the spine pretty easily. We can do MRIs and figure that out pretty well. The peripheral neuropathies, yes, we can figure that out with nerve conduction testing, EMGs we can do. We can evaluate those nerves. But the one that comes from the brain itself is a very hard one to diagnose and a very hard condition to treat. Many times it's something simple. The nerve is malfunctioning because of trauma or compression on it. A nerve itself takes a very long time to heal. For instance, I had some trauma in my arm years ago, Charles, and it was a very traumatic thing. I actually had gangrene where I didn't have a blood supply to my arm, and it damaged my nerves, and I had sort of a tingly pressure in my arm for 6 years.
Oh, for six years.
You know how you hit your funny bone?
Right.
That's the way my arm felt for 6 years.
Wow.
But after a while, my brain was able to turn off those nerves so they didn't bother me as much. It's amazing what the brain can do. It says, no, this is not dangerous. We're going to turn off those nerves. And it turned off so I didn't have that feeling year in and year out. Mm-hmm. But that was still, the nerves were damaged because of a lack of good blood supply. Lots of nerve problems we get today, the peripheral neuropathies, especially the ones from diabetes, comes from the fact that when we have diabetes, the nerve is not getting a good blood supply. Nerve doesn't get a good blood supply, it malfunctions.
Okay, stop for a minute. Let's talk about that. Diabetes and blood supply. How is diabetes stopping blood supply getting to the nerves?
Well, what diabetic neuropathies does, it actually damages the blood vessels, the small blood vessels that supply the nerves.
Oh.
Diabetes, of course, makes you more prone to have blockages in the arteries,
right.
Makes the arteries smaller. So what it does is it damages the blood supply. We see that in the eyes. We see that in the kidneys.
Right.
We see that in the feet. So really, the damage of the nerves is because the small blood vessels are damaged that supply the nerves.
Okay.
And if they're not getting good oxygen, not good nutrients to the nerve malfunctions. The nerve can have what we call neuropathy. If it's in a peripheral nerve, we call it a peripheral neuropathy. But the same principle, Charles, of blood supply helps every nerve, whether it's in the foot, in the spine, or in the brain. So we want every nerve to have good oxygen, good blood supply. That's why when treatments with a plant-based diet, it helps the blood supply do as good. That's why exercise helps neuropathies. Deep breathing would help neuropathies. So anything that helps the entire blood circulation is going to help the nerves. Now, sometimes the nerves don't have the nutrients that they need. They have a deficiency. And some of the most common deficiencies are vitamins B12. Sometimes we can have B6. Sometimes we have too much B6. And all those things can traumatize nerves. We know that chemotherapy traumatizes nerves.
Right.
Other toxins can also hit our nerves. And that's very interesting because in a person with a neuropathy that we can't find anything else, we say, well, maybe the nerve is being poisoned. Maybe there's some toxin that's poisoning the nerves. We know that anesthetics affect nerves. Well, there's many other things that can affect nerves. We see things in our environment, some insecticides that get in our body that can affect nerves, causing neuropathies. Certain deficiencies can cause neuropathies. There's certain chemicals that we put in our body that can affect our nerves all the time. One of the most common things that affects our nerves is alcohol. A lot of people drink, you know, and tell me, do their nerves work well when they drink?
No.
Well, alcohol in itself is a traumatic agent, not only to the central nerve, the brain, but it also can cause peripheral neuropathies as well. Radiation, we can see that damages the nerve. Sometimes the nerve becomes inflamed by inflammation. We call that a neuritis. The nerve becomes inflamed. Usually that's due to some trauma. After a person's had bypass surgery, sometimes it takes 6 to 8 months for the nerves to heal that we cut when we cut through the sternum. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they have a lot of neuropathy-type pains for a long period of time. There's some people that have nerves that don't work at all, and they can touch their body, and it's just numb. They don't feel any normal sensation. Well, that's because the nerves that supply that have been damaged. Luckily, it's not causing pain. It's just not doing anything.
Right.
Now, another type of nerve pain, a neuropathy that we need to talk about, is one called an autonomic neuropathy. Remember, we've talked about sensation, you know, pain, but also the nerves also control things like blood pressure, urination, how the GI tract works, how the breathing works. And these are called autonomic nerves. Mm-hmm. And sometimes these nerves can be damaged as well. Our heart rate, blood pressure, sometimes we go to the bathroom, we don't have control over that. Sometimes we have bad problems with our GI tract, lots of diarrhea or constipation. Sometimes we don't breathe normally. This can be an example when an autonomic nerve malfunctions. And frequently we see some of these things when a person has a stroke, the brain malfunctions, and it can be the arm doesn't work well or the leg doesn't work well. So a stroke is more of a central neuropathy. Right. It's still the brain doesn't work well, but the problem is not in the organ, but it's in the sensation and what's controlling the organ. That's the most serious type of problem, of course, because when that nerve is damaged at the brain level, nothing works downstream. So when the brain dies, the nerve that it's supposed to be controlling doesn't work at all as well.
Right.
So that's some of the most extreme type of nerve pain that we've ever had. So I hope this discussion has helped everyone a little bit to understand a little bit about these neurons and these neuropathies that affect the entire body. But when you go to a doctor, try not to, if you have pain that cannot be explained, don't get too frustrated because everything is not black and white. And I hope everyone realizes that the sensation of pain is much more complicated than most people realize.
Now, in the minute and a half we have left on the program here, give us two things we can do starting today, right now, that we can start doing to help protect and heal our nerves.
Okay, that's a great one. One thing I'd recommend is eating a plant-based diet. We've already talked about that, Charles, because nerves need to have a good blood supply to heal. Nerves also need to have the blood get there. And so I would suggest a regular exercise or movement program despite everything else. That will help neuropathies, that help the nerve give its best chance to feel itself. And thirdly, maybe wearing more comfortable clothing, maybe making sure you don't have an infection that would affect a nerve root of that nature. And we have lots of different viruses that affect nerves, and those cause neuropathy. The most common one we have is shingles, but other nerves can be infected as well. Those simple things I think will help people the most. And just realize that our body is fearfully and wonderfully made. These nerves signal pain, but also the signalers themselves can cause damage, and we call that a neuropathy. Now, there's sometimes people need medicines to help with that. Sometimes that's very helpful. We have one out there called gabapentin that helps some people. We had an old one called amitriptyline that sometimes help with common pain. And sometimes those needed to be done if we can't do other things to help. I also found that my patients, cognitive therapy, getting the brain to think and relax, the brain can also sometimes turn off chronic type of nerve pain as well. Pretty exciting, huh?
Oh, we have discovered for all of this series that the body is fearfully and wonderfully made and extremely complex, and I am pleased that there are people like our guest today, Dr. James Markham, who is studying into this to help us get through that complexity and come up with these very, very simple things we can do. I think the Lord wanted health to be a simple thing.
I agree, Charles. And as we get back to God's plan for a body,
yes,
that's our best bet to treating the symptom as well as preventing it in the first place.
Oh, absolutely.
But thank goodness we have a God that's going to heal us permanently in his time.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, Dr. James Markham, founder, director of Heartwise Ministries, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate your words of wisdom.
My pleasure, Charles.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. Markham inviting you to remain Heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.